Good morning, guys. I'm Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And for those who have been watching my show, The Modern Day Bible, I've been talking about a few things that is going on in the world. And I've been prophesying about the school district and what is going to happen in the school district. And why, I was watching a clip of Fox News, and God spoke to me, and I'm going to read what I wrote the other day. About the school district. And what is going to happen in the school district. And it says, retirement of bad people. And it says that the Spirit of the Lord says, I will remove those that screw up in self-direction. The Spirit of the Lord says, you will hear about people lose jobs because of a scandal. The Spirit of the Lord says, I, the Lord, will remove everyone of the people who abused the disabled. I will anoint Joanne Buttonoff to be a leader of my people. The Spirit of the Lord says, I, the Lord, will wipe out every so-called service coordinator. The Spirit of the Lord says, I will take away the people you will hear about and a passion of those who abuse disabled people after retirement. And it's amazing how God had told me about this. And here's another prophecy that I wrote on January 20th. Changes about to come. It says, the Spirit of God says, you will see a change coming. A change in the programs of other agencies. I, the Lord, will anoint Tom Morrison to be a COMHAB worker. The Spirit of God says, you will see people lose jobs. The so-called sheriff's coordinators will be fired. There will be 14 to retire due to scandal and 15 to be fired due to a screw-up. The Spirit of God says, I will shut down every corrupt agencies. The Spirit of God says, you will see a former OPWDD employees die of natural cause. The Spirit of God says, the Lord, I, the Lord, will remove the head of OPWDD for a screw-up. The Spirit of God says, I will remove the corrupt. The Spirit of God says, I, the Lord, will anoint Joanne Buttonoff to be manager of self-direction to fire those that don't do my work. The Spirit of God says, I, the Lord, will wipe out those from the face of the earth. How scary is that? That is scary. But God is making those changes. And when you look at those things, And here's another prophecy that I wrote last week, January 17th. School takedown. And it says, the Spirit of God says, the Spirit of the Lord says, I will take out the public schools that abuse people with special needs. I will protect my specialized students. I, the Lord, will remove every staff and teachers that abuse their students. You will see the administrators retire or fired due to scandal. I, the Lord, will remove staff from the special education department. I, the Lord, will not allow my special needs children to be abused in school. I will lock up every person and every faculty and staff from schools to be, to be fired, for child abuse. For I, the Lord, will anoint parents to start their own church home school programs. And there is a homeschool program here. Every church you go to, there will be a program. Check them out. It's called Co-op. Co-op is the national program for homeschool kids. And I recommend to check it out. Every church has one. It's called Co-op. Co-op is a good program for your kids to be part of, to interact with other kids with special needs. You may think that I'm cruel, but I'm not cruel. But I speak the truth. I do. I do speak the truth. And what I just prophesied recently, and what is going to happen in our school district, in our self-direction programs that your child is a part of, you can see a change. My other prophecy I wrote last week about the church taking over the self-direction. And that will happen. And I'll read that prophecy right now. The church taking over self-direction. I wrote this on the 18th. It says, the Spirit of the Lord says, my church will take over self-direction. I, the Lord, will shut down every government agencies that will fire people that call themselves comhab workers, job coaches, and service coordinators. You'll see them retire due to scandal. You will see them fired and stuffed and cuffed for abuse. You will see group home staff retire and fired and stuffed and cuffed for abuse. The Spirit of the Lord says, I, the Lord, will not allow my children to be abused. You will see churches take over everything that involves people with disabilities. I will protect them. I, the Lord, will use the job coach that is a pastor to disciple his client. I, the Lord, will show the state of New York how powerful I am. I, the Lord, will protect the disabled. And that is going to happen. It is going to happen. The church is going to take over self-direction, if you like it or not. And I showed this to my job coach. I wrote it on a separate piece of paper before I wrote it in my notebook. The church taking over self-direction. And it is. It's going to take over self-direction. These government agencies were shut down. The agencies that abuse people with disabilities, like Action Support for Living, is one of them. They are agencies like Action Support for Living that do abuse people with disabilities. Not just them. Any agency you are a part of, there are corruption all over the place. Why? It's because it's all about the money. Jesus says you can't serve two masters. You can't serve both God and mammon. That's all they care about is money. How many people fill in their storefronts, their workshops? It's all about how many people are there just to make money off of you. Solomon, the richest king ever, the richest man in the world, the richest man. And I would like to read scriptures about money. And now I need to understand why this sermon is so important. To listen to, and to see what is going to happen. Let's look at Matthew 25, verse 18. And it says that, after a long time of the Lord, of the servants, but he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. That is corruption right there. That is. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. If you can see the L in Lord, it's lowercase. Meaning, the devil himself. If it was God, the heavenly Father, it would be a capital L. But Jesus is talking about a slave. His Lord. That's what these slave owners were called. Lords or masters. These slave masters always were called Lord. They say, yes, Lord. They didn't even get a chance to have freedom. These people were abused. If you want to see slavery, go to these workshops. Go to these workshops. Why do you think I have Access Support for Living here every other Tuesday? because they are in slavery. They are. They're in slavery. These people with disabilities are slaves to the government. They are being forced to work as dogs. They're not dogs. I bring them here every other Tuesday to share the love of Jesus and to break the chains off them. Take them out of bondage of Lucifer himself. The church is going to step up to the plate. You're going to see that happen. You're going to see the church standing up to the plate. Listen to me carefully. You're going to see your church step up to the plate. Today! Actually, tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's going to mark a year. Because tomorrow is the 24th. It's going to be a year since I went up to my partner, my pastor, my best friend, Dave Hansen, and said that we have to do something as a church. It's time to fight against the enemy. It's time to fight against the power of darkness and save those people with disabilities and lead them to Christ. It's time to stand up to the plate and stand up to the enemy and tell them that Satan, enough is enough. Church, I'm asking you to step up to the plate right now. For those who are listening, if you heard what I just read, I'm asking you to step up to the plate and start your own program. Start your own job program. Start your own day program. Church, please. That's what I said before. Tomorrow, it's going to be a year. Day 28th. Day 24th. It's going to be a year since I went up to Dave and said, it's time to stand up to the devil and fight for those people like me. And I'm asking you to, you are in a spiritual battle right now. You are. Doesn't matter what disorder you have, what disability you have. Doesn't matter if you have autism. Doesn't matter if you have Down syndrome. Doesn't matter if you have cerebral palsy or Parkinson's disease. Doesn't matter. It's time to fight and fight for our freedom. Fight against the enemy. Fight against the power of darkness. Fight for those who we love the most. Fighting for our families. Finding a suitable program for those people. Finding a suitable job. There are pastors going to stand up to the plate. You're going to see that happen. You're going to see pastors helping the people they love with disabilities to find the job that they want as their job coach. You're going to see pastors take them out into the community. Teach them how to shop. Teach them how to use money wisely. Teach them how to be independent on their own as a community hab worker. You're going to see pastors work with families as a service coordinator. You're going to see pastors do that. You're going to see the church take over self-direction. You're going to see that happen. You can see it happen. You are going to see it happen. You're seeing it happen right now as we speak. Your church is stepping up to the plate. Church, I'm asking you to step up to the plate and say enough is enough. I was planning on starting Hope for the Disabled Ministries last year, around this time last year, the 24th of January. That's when I went up to Dave and said, Dave, we have to do something. We are in a spiritual battle. We are in slavery. We have to break the chains of those who are disabled. We have to. We have to do it. Stand up right now and fight. Get on your knees right now in the name of Jesus. And say, Satan. You're not telling me what to do. One more thing. I want to go to Mark 14, verse 11. It says, and when they heard it, they were glad. They promised to give him money. So he sought how he might covenantly betray him. Meaning, Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot was gonna betray him. I want to read this. I'm gonna read from verse 4 to 11. I'm gonna read verse 11 again. And I want you to understand this. Verse 4. It says, but there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have to pour what you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, that what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray him to them. And they heard it. They were glad. They promised to give him money. So he sought how he might covenantly betray him. Today, if you could, today, as we speak, they are Jews in Jerusalem. Jews in Jerusalem. They think that Jesus is a clown. They don't believe in him. They don't believe in Jesus. In the Bible Museum in Jerusalem, they had Ronald McDonald on the cross. McJesus. That's what they think of him. Ronald McDonald. On the cross. To portray Jesus. Really? Really? And these Jews have a rainbow flag in front of their synagogue. That is unbelievable. A gay pride flag. The LGBT flag in front of their synagogue. And I do see it all over the place. And I see a church with that flag. St. Peter's, right here in Poe Drive, New York, has a transgender flag. In front of their building. Guess what the Bible says? About transgender. If a man wears a woman's clothing, will die. Will die. That's what the Bible says. A man who wears women's clothing will die. And that is disgusting right there. Makes my stomach churn. want to read about homosexuality. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter. The whole chapter. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of the holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him he was received. We have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. For I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the world, the whole world. For God is my witness, who I serve with my spirit and gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you from the spiritual gift, so you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the multitude faith, both of you and me. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but I was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debater both to Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise, so as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. The just shall live by faith. You see that in Revelations 2:4. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. You see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 10, chapter 2, 16, chapter 5, verse 9. And you see that in Hebrews 2, 4, and verse 15, in chapter 3, 21, and 22, in Hebrews 2, 4. Verse 19 says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Get this. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You see that in Psalms 19, verse 1 and 6. Verse 21 says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You see that in Jeremiah chapter 2. We have to put God first. We have to. If we don't put God first, we will not go anywhere in life. And we have to focus on Him and Him only. Focus on Christ and Him crucified. If we focus on Christ and Him crucified, we will see a difference in our lives. We have to focus on Him. We have to go deeper into the belly of the beast. Verse 22 says, professing to be wise, they became fools. And they are. And we do become fools if we ignore Christ and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like a corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Do you see what Paul is saying here? Paul is saying that we have to honor ourselves And we have to honor God. And I said this. Marriage is between one man, one woman. Not two men, not two women. One man, one woman. Homosexuality should not exist at all. People think that it's a mental disorder, but it's not a mental disorder. It's not a choice either. The devil tells them to be homosexual. It could be a choice, but it's not. They're not born that way. Transsexualism is not a disease. They're not born that way. A man is not born in a woman's body. Nor is a woman born in a man's body. Transsexualism should be banned in the United States. Those hospitals should be shut down. Especially the ones who abort babies. Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the Creator rather than the Creator? Who is blessed forever? Amen. For this reason, God gave them up two vile passions. For even their women exchanged their natural use. What is against nature? Likewise, men, leaving the natural use of the women, burn in the lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. You see this? You see what Paul is saying? Men with men committing what is shameful, and you should be shamed. Those homosexuals I'm talking to right now, you should be shamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed for being with another man. Ashamed. Should be one man, one woman. Man and woman. That's what a man should be. In America, thanks to Obama, had to legalize homosexuality, gay marriage. And here's the minister wearing a rainbow flag around his neck. The rainbow scarf around his neck. Or a rainbow tunic around his neck. That's what the Jews wear. A tunic. Verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled with the unrighteousness, sexual immoralities, wickedness, covetousness, one of the causelessness, full of envy, murderers, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are worshippers. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud boasters, investors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only to the same, but also approve of those who practice them. If you practice homosexuality, if you practice transsexualism, you will be put to death by God. The Quran says the same thing. But I don't believe in the Quran. I don't believe in violence. But I believe in love and peace. Crucify the flesh. Every crucify flesh. Die to self. We'll see a difference in our lives. We will see what God does in our lives when we invite Christ into our hearts. We have to invite Him into our hearts. And in closing, like what I said about churches taking over self-direction, you're going to see that happen. You will see the self-direction being taken over. The government agencies will be shut down. There will be Christian agencies opening up, left and right. Hopefully the disabled is going to be the first one to open up an agency. The first one. When the church takes over self-direction, you're going to see things change. You're going to be seeing changes. Guess what these day programs are saying? It's okay to be homosexual. It's okay to be transsexual. Same thing in schools. It's okay to be transsexual. It's okay to be homosexual. There are two churches that practice them. They're shutting it down right here in Port Jervis. Two of them. And they are 100,000 churches closing due to homosexuality and transsexuality. We have to put Jesus first. We have to put him first. Get your child out of the day programs, out of the workshops, and go to your pastor right now, parents, and say, Reverend, it's time to do something. Time to step up to the plate. Time to take off self-direction. Time to start our own organization. Time to lead those people with disabilities to Christ. It's time to fight. It's time to put the devil in his place. And it's time to make the difference in lives of those we love. Step up to the plate. Can't everybody shout hallelujah? We have to do that. Step up to the plate. Say enough is enough. Enough is enough. And it's time to fight. That's why, Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your vision and giving that and those visions to me. Enough is enough in the name of Jesus. I repent and I declare and I decree and declare that those who are deceiving to you, deceiving, disobedient to parents, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that every government agency that are that this who mistreat people with disabilities would be repenting to you. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that every staff member would come to you in repentance. Every church, every parent, every job coach, common health worker, every sheriff's coordinator will come to you in repentance. And I come to you with repentance right now, Father. And I thank you for the cross, Jesus. I thank you for your resurrection. I thank you for your love. I thank you for those who are disobedient, who are wicked. And I ask that in the name of Jesus that their hearts would be turned into flesh. And I thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for this church stepping up to the plate. And we have to stand up to the plate and say enough is enough, Satan. In the name of Jesus. And it's in your name I pray, amen. Fellas, step up to the plate. Enough is enough. It's time to do something. It is. Get your church involved. And tell your pastor it's time to do something. Start your own homeschool program. Start your own day program. Start your own organization for those who are disabled. And share the love of Jesus with them. And God bless. And thank you for listening. And remember this. To keep strength, keep faith, love God.